study the playbook. Satyar Shah and John Jang on Sportsnet 650.
Gauthier, but Gauthier gets it back. Smallman a shot, the rebound, they score. It's Joe Moreno, and he's tied it.
The clip you heard was a goal from Joseph Valeno, one of the top prospects in this year's NHL entry draft, considered one of the top 15 prospects and could find himself within the top 10 because there is a dearth of center prospects in this year's draft. Valeno, Jesperi Kotkaniemi, and Barrett Hayton could be the top three centers in this draft, and one of them could find themselves much higher than expected. And John, when you look at Joe Valeno, he's one of the fastest players in this year's draft.
Mm-hmm.
He's got good size, great hockey instincts, really good defensively, but he has underrated offensive skills. You saw after he got traded to Drummondville in the Q, his point totals really took off, and he was really good in the postseason for them as well. I would not be surprised if Joe Valeno is one of those guys that maybe if you anticipated he would not be a top 10 pick, maybe he finds himself in that conversation.
It's interesting because when you look at the queue, historically speaking, some of the elite talented prospects come out there and they have triple-digit scores, point totals at the end of the year.
Right.
Valeno didn't exactly hit that, but you are right. His numbers did improve, at least points per game-wise, when he was traded from St. John over to Drummondville, and he went from one team that was struggling a little bit. He only had 6 goals for himself in 31 games with St. John, but then he goes to Drummondville, and in 33 games, he increases that goal per game rate to 16 in almost as many games. So this is a guy who does have a lot of speed to burn, a lot of untapped offensive potential. But I'm wondering, how will that translate to the NHL, where sometimes the QMJHL players, their points can be inflated to the point where they just can't replicate those kind of numbers at the NHL and higher levels.
Well, we've seen a couple of guys from the Q have a lot of success recently. Nico Hischier last year, you saw Nikolai Ehlers. There's been a lot of other guys. I mean,
McKinnon, I believe, yeah.
I think once you start going through the guys, especially on the forwards over the past few years, there should not be as much concern about producing a lot in the queue and then coming over. We've seen quite a few guys now in recent years come in and have a lot of success. So I wouldn't be too worried about that. What I really like about Valeno is how he thinks the game. I would not be surprised if he's one of those players that once he gets to the National Hockey League, you're going to see him sort of flourish more offensively. The talent level is all there. And when you saw it really come out when he went to Drummondville. And while we do have Joe Valeno currently on the line, just calling into Sportsnet 650 right now. Joseph, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing well. We're looking forward to this year's NHL entry draft. And I'm a big fan of how you play the game, Joseph. Like, you got great speed. You got good hockey sense. But it's the thing that really stands out to me is how hard you work offensively, how you understand the game. Where does that innate understanding of how the game is being played, where does that come from?
I don't know. I think it's just something I've always had, having great speed. I've always been a pretty good skater, and I just worked a lot on it. Obviously, it took a lot of on-ice sessions and time in the gym. So I think it just kind of came naturally, but obviously I put a lot of work into it, and I guess the result it shows, and it continues progressing.
Because one of the things that I've noticed about how you play the game, that you can take more risks offensively if you wanted to, but you really like to play that team game really well. What's that all about with your game? Because you can take more chances and it would improve your draft stock, but playing the game the right way is probably more important for a center like yourself.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've always been that kind of player to always play the right way and to, pay attention to detail as much as possible. I'm not, too worried, a lot of points. I think that comes when, you work hard and you play the right way. I think, you kind of get rewarded for that just by working hard. So, the way I've been taught to play hockey is, playing the right way and, playing with what other teams give you, I guess, kind of. On the spot, you got to make a play, and not everything's going to be drawn up on a board. So you got to kind of pick up on that and make the right play. Whatever play's there, you got to make it.
Joe, your all-around game is really quite impressive and well-polished. But if you're entering this offseason focusing on one particular area to improve, what would that be?
There's a lot of areas that I can still improve. I don't think anyone's perfect, but one thing I'd like to improve is my strength for sure. I think. It plays a huge role in the next level, guys are older and bigger. So, obviously you want to protect yourself and, be strong in the corners and, win a lot of battles. Cause, I think that's what, the game is mostly is winning your battle against the other guy, wanting it more, in the corners and, up the ice going one-on-one. I think, you know, plays a huge role. And so I think all around just getting stronger, but for sure there's a lot more that, you know, I want to keep working on.
You know, our show motto here is stay humble. So you're right on line with that. So we appreciate that from you, Joe. Is there one player in the NHL that you try to model yourself after, or do you take a collection of different players and specifically centers and try to take away some of the best parts of their game?
Yeah, I mean, with the game having so many great players, I think it's quite easy to pick up on, you know, certain players. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of number one centermen on every team. You know, you look at McDavid, Crosby, Tavares, and you know, Jonathan Toews, and I think, you know, those are mostly the guys that I think play that all-around game, you know, are good in their own zone, who, you know, are fast, who just play the right way, I think, all around. So I kind of pick up on different players. Obviously, you know, there's a lot of players in the game that are, you know, that are really good. So I try to pick up on that, but certainly I've been trying to model my game after Jonathan Toews. I know, you know, he's a complete centerman who's a two-way, you know, two-way player. He plays in all situations. You know, he's a leader, especially. I think that's what he's mainly known for, is his leadership qualities. Always bring, you know, that high work ethic and high compete level to every game he plays.
I find the creativity in your game really comes out when you're on the power play. How much fun do you have setting up on the man advantage?
Yeah, well, the power play, I think it's you know, it's a privilege, I guess, to be there. And you know, obviously a lot of guys who don't get that privilege are depending a lot on, you know, special teams, I guess, if that's what you want to put it. But I mean, every time I go out there on the power play, I know it's an important situation, and I know it's a, you know, a situation where you could put your team, you know, on top, or, you know, it's an important situation in the game, obviously. There's not too many, you know, penalties called, I think, throughout a game. So every time you want to, you know, go on the power play, you make the other team pay. And I think that's kind of the mentality I've always had, is, you know, it's a grade A chance, you know, to score a goal on a power play. So every time I go on the power play, you know, I always want to make the other team pay.
And one thing too that I notice is how you like to use your speed in the offensive zone a lot, because when you really go skating at forwards, or go north and south, or even go east and west, you find lanes opening up a lot. Do you find your advantage with your speed in the offensive zone sometimes, just going east and west, creates a lot of opportunities?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, speed's one of my greatest factors in the game. I think without, you know, speed, you know, I'm not really as noticeable on the ice. But I think when I implement that to my game, you know, I create a lot of chances. I'm, you know, making things happen every time on the ice. But I mean, offensively, you know, like I said, you got to make the right play, and, you know, the play that's there. You can't really force plays too much. But I mean, I've always, you know, had that instinct. Like I said, you know, my speed and my agility. Worked really hard on that, you know, throughout summers and, you know, throughout the season. So, you know, I've been always pretty good at doing those kind of things on my skates.
Joe, the Vancouver Canucks draft 7th overall this year, and center is an area where they could certainly use a little bit more help than depth. So it could be you that they select with that 7th pick. So what do you know about Vancouver as not just a hockey town and a hockey organization, but as a city?
Well, I mean, I haven't been to Vancouver at all, actually. But I heard it's a really nice town, and, you know, wherever I get the opportunity to be drafted, obviously it's going to be a, you know, a dream come true and, you know, a real privilege. But, you know, obviously, staying in Canada, you know, it's great. I grew up in Canada, and, you know, I love the country. So, you know, it'd be, you know, a lot of fun. Obviously, Vancouver's a great town, from the looks of it. You know, it's got great landscaping and, you know, nice weather, and, you know, wouldn't be, you know, it'd be pretty special to play for the Vancouver Canucks.
You can be a little honest here. I mean, growing up in Montreal, I'm assuming your favorite team being the Canadiens, right?
Actually, no. My favorite team growing up was Washington.
Wow.
Oh, so how do you feel about Game 7 then? Do you think the Capitals pull it off?
Yeah. Well, I hope they do. I mean, I think they've realized it a little bit that, you know, it's their kind of year to go for it, especially, you know, winning against Pittsburgh. I think, you know, by the looks of it yesterday in that game, you know, it can show that, you know, they were hungry, and, you know, a lot of, you know, depth guys stepped up into the table and, you know, kind of took charge. I think everyone, you know, was great last night from Washington. And, you know, it was a really fun game to watch.
And so who's your favorite player on a team? Is it Ovechkin, or do you maybe like one of the centers?
Well, I've always admired watching Ovechkin when I was a kid. That's why I kind of liked the Washington Capitals. I wasn't, you know, I just looked at, you know, whoever scored goals, and it was always Ovechkin. I think, you know, he scored 40 plus goals a year when, you know, back in his days, and he's still doing it now. So, you know, it was kind of him that, you know, made me like Washington.
You know what? That's not a bad player to pick, and I hope the Capitals win. I mean, I picked the Capitals to win in seven, so obviously I want to be right, so that's why I'm picking the Capitals. So I want the Capitals to win. Now, you are training. We're going to let you go here in a second. I know you got to get back to your training session. I like asking this about the prospects, sort of get an idea of what you enjoy away from the game. What music would I sort of find on your playlist right now when you're working out?
I like to listen to a lot of music, especially, you know, when I'm on the road and, you know, throughout my time off, it kind of, you know, puts me in a zone that I like being in. I like listening to a lot of hip hop music. Mm-hmm. I think it just, you know, fires me up. It gets me going before games. And, you know, I just like the, you know, the type of music. I like the rapping and, you know, different types of artists there are days. I think more and more people are starting to listen to that, you know, in the younger generation. So, you know, I think it's, you know, it's great music, and, you know, I really like listening to that.
Yeah, I hear you, man. When I try to do something, I try to throw a lot of rap onto it. It gets me going. Joel Valeno, one of the top prospects in this year's draft. Listen, we appreciate you giving the time, and when you come to Vancouver, maybe we'll see you here one of these days.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey. Sportsnet 650.